Crypto Group Claims Responsibility for Dildos Thrown at WNBA Games. By Paul Bois on August 7, 2025. A cryptocurrency group has claimed responsibility for the legions of green dildos that have been thrown onto the court at various WNBA games. An anonymous spokesperson for the crypto group, identified only as @Thaldo_Rain on social media, told USA Today that they launched a meme coin called Green Dildo Coin, Dildo, and will be launching more pranks to market the coin. As noted by the New York Post, several green sex toys have been thrown onto the court at 5 WNBA games over the last 2 weeks, with the latest being Tuesday's Liberty game at Barclays Center, which did not make it beyond the stands. Dalbert Carver, 23, was reportedly arrested for throwing a sex toy onto the court during the Valkyries Dream game in Atlanta on July 29 and charged with disorderly conduct, public indecency / indecent exposure and criminal trespass. Caden Lopez, 18, was reportedly arrested for allegedly throwing a sex toy toward a fan who was at Tuesday's Mercury Sun game with his 9-year-old niece. Lopez was booked on suspicion of disorderly conduct, assault and public display of explicit sexual material. The group also said that it had no affiliation with those arrested, adding that they had no axe to grind against women's sports. The WNBA released a statement last weekend condemning the pranks as a safety risk. "The safety and well-being of everyone in our arenas is a top priority for our league," the league said. "Objects of any kind thrown onto the court or in the seating area can pose a safety risk for players, game officials, and fans. In line with WNBA arena security standards, any fan who intentionally throws an object onto the court will be immediately ejected and face a minimum 1-year ban in addition to being subject to arrest and prosecution by local authorities," it added. Lynn Roberts, coach for the Los Angeles Sparks, called the pranks dangerous and stupid, while Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeves decried them as a sexist attack on women. "It's ridiculous, it's dumb," Roberts said. "It's stupid. It's also dangerous, and player safety is number one. Respecting the game, all those things. I think it's really stupid. This has been going on for centuries, the sexualization of women," Reeves said. "This is the latest version of that. And it is not funny, and it should not be the butt of jokes on any radio show, or in print, or in any comments. The sexualization of women is what is used to hold women down. And this is no different. These people that are doing this should be held accountable. We're not the butt of the joke. They are the problem, and we need to take action." Ridiculously, the crypto group claims it hasn't been throwing dildos because we dislike women's sports. The group also says the two people arrested weren't affiliated with them. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.